Home is where the mortgage is.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. A new report today shows February was another bad month for foreclosures. Online company RealtyTrack says nearly 300,000 homes received at least one foreclosure notice last month. That's up 6% from January. And compared to last year, things look even worse. The latest from Ashley Milne-Tite.
The report shows February foreclosures were up 30% from last year. Most foreclosures are still concentrated in the West and in Florida. In the Cape Coral-Fort Myers area of Florida, one in every 65 homes got a foreclosure notice in February. In Vegas, it was one in 60, making Sin City the nation's foreclosure capital. The numbers were up even with programs in place to make it easier for people to hang on to their homes. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac announced a program to temporarily halt foreclosures during the last few months. Banks like Citigroup and Bank of America followed suit. The Obama administration launched its plan to stem the foreclosure crisis last week. The plan aims to keep up to 9 million people in their homes through refinancing or loan modification. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Freddie Mac says it'll ask the federal government for more than $30 billion in additional aid. That's after posting a huge $50 billion loss last year as the American housing market got worse. In the fourth quarter alone, the mortgage finance company posted losses totaling nearly $24 billion. On Wall Street yesterday, Dow and S&P shares were pretty much flat, rising only a fraction of a percent. The NASDAQ gained about a percent yesterday. Asian markets closed mostly lower today. The Nikkei lost about 2.5%. Hong Kong shares managed a modest gain, less than a percent. European stocks are trading lower. Frankfurt, London, and Paris shares are down 1 to 2%. Accused Ponzi schemer Bernie Madoff plans to plead guilty today to engineering one of the largest investment scams in American history. He'll also face some of his accusers when he appears in federal court in New York. Here's an industry that may not be recession-proof, but actually recession-enabled. Sales of guns and ammo are on the rise, which is good news for firearms makers such as Smith & Wesson. The Massachusetts-based company reports its earnings after the bell today from the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting. Here's Mitchell Hartman.
Even on a sunny day in Portland, the customers pile into Northwest Armory, a busy gun shop. Carl Durkheimer is the owner.
This is a striker-fired, polymer-framed gun, and it's in .40 Smith & Wesson caliber. It's ready to fire.
Analysts expect strong sales from Smith & Wesson. Durkheimer isn't surprised. He says their handgun business is doing particularly well.
Anything that you would be using for personal protection is selling much more than any kind of a sporting arms right now.
Durkheimer says many of the people buying pistols are first-time owners, and he's selling a lot of ammo.
They're worried about, how do I take care of myself? How do I take care of my family? How do I take care of my property? Because, you know, they love their country, and they fear their government.
The FBI reports firearm permits soared nationwide after Democrats swept into office last fall. Gun owners apparently think an assault on gun rights is only a matter of time. In Portland, I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
U.S. economists say unemployment will rise to near 10% before going back down. Reuters polled economists who say as many as 13 million Americans will be out of a job in this fallout. The unemployment rate is already at a 25-year high of 8%. Economists predicted unemployment will climb to 9.6% early next year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue. Engage with wise voices on the economic downturn from moral and ethical perspectives at speakingoffaith.org.
Well, the financial fallout has rippled across Europe. Layoffs are on the rise. Retail sales are on the decline. What better time, or at least an odd time, to debut a commercial about a perfume called Greed? From Rome, Megan Williams has the story.
Call it Eau de Economic Crisis, or better yet, Eau de Cause of Crisis. Greed, a new perfume by Italian artist Francesco Vezzoli. But here's where things get weird. The perfume doesn't actually exist. And the commercial for it, which debuted at the swanky Gagosian Art Gallery in Rome, is just as fake. In the ad, director Roman Polanski has Natalie Portman and Michelle Williams tussle on the floor of a luxurious hotel room. Each tries to wrest a clunky perfume bottle out of the other's arms. The smell of greed is apparently irresistible. But the so-called ad won't be appearing on TV anytime soon. It's actually an art installation. Francesco Vezzoli, who created it, has made a name for himself by mixing celebrity culture with art. He's done a trailer for a film that doesn't exist and staged the opening of a play that never took place. Everyone from Gore Vidal to Courtney Love has appeared. For the Greed ad, he purposely chose a director and actors who refused to do product promotion.
I hold up a mirror and I say, this is the world we live in. And I'm not a moralist, because if I were a moralist, I would have to be a clean person myself. Instead, I'm dirty, like all artists, so I can't claim any moral stance.
With Greed, Vezzoli wanted to replicate the process of making a celebrity commercial, but without the final sell.
On the front page of the Herald Tribune, it says, the world is sinking, and here there is the most famous director in the world filming a huge budget commercial for a perfume that doesn't exist. I think that's making trouble, and art is making trouble.
True, but as economies are sinking, should art be wasting money?
Oh no, we are not wasting money, we are entertaining ourselves.
In Rome, I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
Hey, check out our website where you can share your thoughts and check out the latest thoughts of our online blogger, Scott Jagow, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.